A man accused of starting a fire in the Mark Twain National Forest has pled guilty. 37-year-old Lucas Henson was convicted on a charge of arson, theft, and assault on a law enforcement officer. He pled guilty in federal court in Cape Girardeau. He'll be sentenced on June 28th. Henson accused of stealing a van, then abandoned it and stole a camper in Poplar Bluff. He then crashed in Mark Twain National Forest and burnt some of the items he had stolen. He then started a second fire to evade police. He also allegedly pointed a crossbow at a U.S. Forest Service officer. A total of 7.61 acres were burnt in the fire. A man from Mountain Home was arrested by the Baxter County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday. 29-year-old Tyler James Conway was arrested on charge of possession of drug paraphernalia, disorderly conduct, and resisting arrest. His bond was set at $1,195. A man from Norwood was injured in an accident north of Dunn on Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports that 36-year-old Justin Noble suffered moderate injuries when he drove off the road through a ditch and hit a pole. Noble was taken to Cox South in Springfield. He's also charged with DWI, careless and imprudent driving involving an accident, leaving the scene of an accident, and no insurance. The accident happened on MM Highway at Austin Lake Road, 1 mile north of Dunn. The Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders on Tuesday signed a law prohibiting that transgender people at public schools from using the restroom that matches their gender identity, the first of several states expected to enact such bans this year amid a flood of bills nationwide targeting the trans community. The bill signed by the Republican governor makes Arkansas the fourth state to place such restrictions at public schools, and it comes as bills in Idaho and Iowa also await their governor's signature, and it might be followed by an even stricter Arkansas bill criminalizing transgender adults using public restrooms that match their gender identity. The Baxter County Quorum Court recently approved the purchase of the former Kearney Law Office building at the intersection of 7th and Elm Street, adjacent to the Baxter County Detention Center. The purpose of this acquisition was to provide additional space for county personnel, in particular as a new home for the Sheriff's Office Criminal Investigation Division. The Sheriff's Office has already taken possession of the building, and plans for renovation and a remodel are currently underway. The Sheriff's Office is excited to announce that a Mountain Home citizen who wishes to remain anonymous has made a generous donation of $10,000 to the partners of the Sheriff's Office, the Baxter County Sheriff's Foundation Incorporated. It is the intent of the donor that this donation be used for the remodel and renovation of the building. The men and women at Baxter County Sheriff's Office are very appreciative of the wonderful supporters that they have in the community, including all of their donors and local officials. Their generosity knows no bounds. Officials with the Ascend program at Missouri State University in West Plains invite all to attend their open house from 2 to 4 on Sunday, April 2nd at the Liebauer Technology Center on Main Street in West Plains. The drop-in event, which will take place in the Liebauer Room 101, will give area residents an opportunity to learn more about the program for autistic students and the services provided. Implemented in the last year, the Ascend program is designed to help area autistic students transition into college and toward a life of personal success and independence. The program, which is the first of its kind in this region, offers specialized support services to students so they can successfully navigate a traditional college path and reach personally chosen goals. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, respect yellow lights and slow down. A yellow light does not mean hurry through the light. At ECNN, we care. Every Missourian knows that property values and property taxes have risen dramatically over the past 15 years, as well as the cost of rent. State lawmakers are now looking at increasing what's known as the circuit breaker as well. The Missouri Property Tax Credit, or circuit breaker, has not changed since 2008. It was designed to help low-income seniors and Missourians with disabilities. Both homeowners and renters stay in their homes longer. House Bill 1351 would raise both the amount of tax credit and the income eligibility limit. Julie Jordan with Senior Age Area Agency on Aging says the update is long overdue.
The very people that this credit was designed for are being left out now with, you know, inflation and rates going up, housing rates and renters, you know, rates going up. It's leaving out those people who need it the most.
The maximum tax credit has been $750 for renters, $1,100 for homeowners since 2008. The bill would raise the maximum tax credit for renters to $1,055 and for homeowners to $1,550 in 2024 and includes an annual adjustment based on inflation. The income eligibility level would also increase and be adjusted annually based on inflation. Better health and educational outcomes are being touted as Arkansans recognize March as School Breakfast Month. Research has proven that providing students breakfast at school can lead to better attendance, fewer trips to the school nurse, and improved classroom attention and behavior. One in five children face hunger in Arkansas. Patty Barker, campaign director with the Arkansas Hunger Relief Alliance, says breakfast is still the most important meal of the day, especially for at-risk students. Barker says the Alliance has partnered for a decade with other advocacy groups who want to improve options for kids.
Our goal is to make sure kids have access to that good nutrition they need every day, all year round, whether they're in school or out of school or at home. And the best way to access that good nutrition at school is to make sure those kids are eating both school breakfast and lunch.
Barker says the USDA school breakfast program also plays a role in ensuring all Arkansas students are healthy, active, and ready to learn every day, helping them thrive. The Cherokee Village Animal Shelter will host a groundbreaking ceremony on Wednesday, March 29th at 1 p.m. The ceremony will mark the first phase of the transformation that comes about as a result of funds gifted by Vlasta Valpour and Louis K. Mock. Animal shelter staff and volunteers, along with the mayor and members of the city council, will be present as Perky Construction of Cave City readies the new site for the feline facility.